going to discuss the potential use of Cleonidius trivittatus, also known as a four-line locoweed weevil, as a biocontrol agent on locoweed. And this picture is taken out in northern New Mexico, and the white flowers you see here are of Oxytrochus ericeae, one of the locoweeds I'll be focusing on. So locoweed is a native rangeland flowering legume. It's found across the western United States, and the name locoweed describes the intoxicating effect this group of plant causes when ingested by vertebrates. There is an endophyte associated with this plant. It produces the alkaloid swansonine, and swansonine is a 1,2,8 trihydroxyoctohydrolindolizidine, and it is the principal agent responsible for locoweed poisoning. The two locoweeds I'll be focusing on are Astragalus mollissimus and Oxytrochus ericeae. So locoweed poisoning on livestock is a pretty serious problem on the western rangeland. Reports date back to as early as 1883, in which it described the death of 25,000 head of cattle, and livestock that are poisoned tend to look emaciated, lethargic, and show symptoms of nervous system impairment. The reproductive consequences include abortion, birth defect, and reduced offspring size. The economic losses are quite substantial. They include greater mortality, poor health, reduced weight, and all of this can reduce the sales price up to 10 to even 85%. There are different management strategies, however, they have encountered some problems. Locoweed has a large seed bank and a very hard seed coat. Some of the desert species seeds have been known to be viable for up to 40 years or longer. Chemical treatment is limited due to time and cost of application and the low value of the western rangeland. Mechanical control includes grubbing and tilling, but this really isn't feasible on large-scale ranches that have heavy infestation. So this leads us into looking at biocontrol as an option for managing locoweed. These are the two locoweeds I'm going to be discussing. Astragalus mollissimus is also known as purple locoweed. There are 75 species of the Astragalus genus in New Mexico. 56 of them are non-toxic, and these non-toxic species are used in livestock diet and as a potential forage plant. It has good soil building qualities and is drought resistant. Oxytrochus ericeae is also known as white locoweed. There are 5 species of the Oxytrochus genus in New Mexico, and all of them are very toxic. White locoweed, or Oxytrochus ericeae, is also considered more dangerous because it has a larger geographic growing distribution, and it's also palatable when warm season grasses are dormant. This is a distribution of Astragalus mollissimus and of Oxytrochus ericeae. Several native insects feed on locoweed. The most destructive is Cleonidius trivittatus, also known as the four-line locoweed weevil. It is a locoweed specialist herbivore, and the larvae cause most of the damage, shown here in the first picture. The larvae feed on and in the roots, and they'll pupate, shown in the next picture, in little chambers they created out of soil, either by the root or on the root, and they'll emerge as adults to feed only on stems and leaves. So Cleonidius trivittatus is a great potential for a native biocontrol agent. This picture is taken in northern New Mexico in 1994, and notice the house in the background. And locoweed is also a perennial plant. This picture was taken 1 year later. Now there are scattered plants throughout the field, and you can find Cleonidius trivittatus when you go out there. But this field has been controlled for about 10 years. It's checked every other year. So the objective of this study was to investigate the impact of insectivory on swansonine and Astragalus mollissimus and Oxytrochus ericeae. And the reason we did this is because we want to see if insectivory increases the swansonine levels. If this was the case, we wouldn't want to use Cleonidius trivittatus as a biocontrol agent. So a rough overview of my materials and methods. I sampled locoweed populations, we ground those samples to fine powder, I extracted swansonine using cation exchange chromatography, the swansonine was analyzed using liquid chromatography mass spectrometry, and the results were analyzed using analysis of covariance. This is a table of my field samples. Most of them were taken in northern New Mexico. 2 of them, Maxwell Ranch and 10 Mile, were taken in northern Colorado for a total of 567. So in the field, I sampled plants that had current insect damage, past insect damage, and no insect damage. Out there, I also recorded the crown diameter, which I converted into crown area, the size of the plant, which was determined by its crown area, and the dry weight. So in order to extract Swansony, we have to grind the tissue. This is a picture of our grinder. And I ground the stems and leaves separate from the roots. So I now have 2 samples per every 1 field sample. I extracted Swansony using counter-exchange chromatography, and this is a picture of our setup. I used 5 milliliter pipette tips as our chromatography column. I placed glass wool in the tip, and about a third of the tip was filled with Dowix cation exchange resin. This is a close-up of the setup. Once we had Swansony, we sent our samples away to be analyzed through an LC-MS. So I tested Swansony levels in plants that had current damage, past damage, and no damage. And in sites, Atchley, Gladstone, Red Mountain 2, 10 Mile, and White Atchley, there was no significant differences between plants that had damage and those that didn't. So insectivory does not increase Swansonine levels. However, I wasn't able to test the sites Maxwell and Severo because they only had 1 class of damage. And for the next couple of slides, we're just looking at the mean Swansonine levels and plant size regardless of damage. So this one is Astragalus millissimus stems and leaves, and here it shows sites Gladstone had higher levels in all 3 sizes of the plants. This is the same thing, the mean Swansonine levels and plant size, except it's Oxytropis 3CA stems and leaves. And now we have a significant difference. The star indicates that. Maxwell's site had small and large plants that were significantly different than the medium-sized plants. And this is the mean Swansonine levels and plant size of roots in Astragalus millissimus. And sites Gladstone and Severo had significant difference between medium and large plants as opposed to small plants. And the same thing except Oxytropis 3CA roots, and there were no significant difference at any of these sites. So one of the reasons we did this study was because there were some concerns from the livestock industry and ranchers that insectivory would increase the levels of Swansonine. And since this isn't the case, we can look at ways to manage and conserve the beetle population. There was no significant differences in Swansonine levels between plants showing signs of insect damage and those with no signs of insect damage. Although there was high variability within sites and between sites, we do believe that insectivory does not influence Swansonine levels. However, there was significance in plant size and Swansonine levels in stems and leaves of Astragalus plants in Gladstone, and roots in Oxytropis plants of Maxwell and Astragalus plants of Atchley, but there was no clear pattern. I'd like to thank my advisor, Dr. Dave Thompson, and his research specialist, Kevin Gardner, and answer any questions you might have. Yes, and also, well, there could also be many variables, environmental conditions in the different areas, too, that could affect it. We did a greenhouse study, and we are looking at that. We're also looking at within plant variability, seeing if different stems, different crowns, because it's a plant with several crowns coming out, see how its Swansonine levels could vary within that. Because you might find some eggs on some crowns, but right across on the same plant, you won't find any eggs. So there might be some variables in there looking at. Uh-huh. We have seen a couple parasitoids. There is a stem boring larvae that we found, but it on the plants we collected, it wasn't too common, but it is there.